Normally, candidates can keep at arm's length from their opponents' advertising, not to mention their own. But last night, U.S. Senator Russ Feingold and Oconomowoc construction executive Tim Michaels were a captive audience. They were forced to watch one ad from each campaign, starting with this one from the Republican Michaels.
Russ Feingold has voted for higher taxes so many times we had to hire a speed reader. Feingold voted 14 times for higher taxes on married couples, 12 times against repealing the death tax, against the child tax.
This particular ad goes on in the same fashion, summarizing more than 200 instances where Michaels says the Democratic senator voted against tax relief. Last night, Feingold got a chance to respond.
I support responsible tax cuts because I think we also need to make sure we don't have huge deficits, which is what we have now. The difference between me and Mr. Michaels is he's never found a tax cut for the wealthy he can't support or wouldn't support. I think we need the right balance between tax cuts and making sure we don't have a huge deficit.
When asked for examples, Feingold said he backs plans to exempt up to $10 million worth of property from the federal inheritance tax. Feingold does not think the tax should be eliminated. The Democratic senator said he also recently supported a corporate tax cut because it included incentives to keep businesses in the U.S. Michaels said he'd go much farther.
I just want to say, yes, I will vote for tax cuts,
every
tax
time.
Cuts, because it helps stimulate the economy, it puts more people back at work, and it helps companies be able to flourish and thus hire more
but
people.
But deficits don't.
We're going to talk
about that. That's how you get out of a deficit. You cannot tax
the. This was one of several instances where the two candidates tried to talk over one another. They eventually ended this exchange to hear a Feingold campaign ad.
My opponent Tim Michaels talks tough about fair trade, but he supports unfair agreements that hurt Wisconsin's families. These bad deals have sent thousands of Wisconsin jobs to other countries like China.
In the ad, Feingold's talking about deals like the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, which relaxed cross-border employment and trade barriers. The repeating thump heard in the background is the sound of a rubber stamp, implying that if elected, Michaels would sign off on the national Republican agenda. Michaels took the opportunity to criticize Feingold's reputation as a maverick.
It's easy to vote against everything, and he voted against NAFTA, he voted against GATT, he voted against the Patriot Act, he voted against the Medicare Reform Bill, because he finds these little flaws in there, and then he says, it's not my fault, I'm not part of the problem.
Michaels said this shows a lack of leadership from Feingold on foreign trade in particular. The senator responded by talking about a recent meeting he'd had with unemployed workers.
And I'll tell you something, they don't think it's a little technical thing that they've lost 80,000 jobs, that the Mural Corporation people lost their jobs. This is a tragedy for them, Tim.
This was the fifth time Feingold and Michaels have debated this campaign season. They'll share a stage for one final debate tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.